What is divine feminism? This is the expression I use that helps me to distinguish the face of the divine feminine now in this fifth world from any time before in our history. We are not repeating history. This is not a pendulum swing replacing patriarchy with matriarchy. We are all in this together. We're standing on many shoulders with gratitude. We look back to express our thanks and to remember. We are experiencing the flowering of the deep feminine as we step into it, bringing the balance of masculine and feminine into full possibility. What is divine feminism? We are discovering that together. Here is my invitation to you. For a little window of time, let us forget everything we have ever heard, been told, read, thought, assumed, imagined, believed about what it is to be a woman. And let us show up and take a look for ourselves right now and see what is true. Let us step aside from our own thoughts and opinions and what we're sure is true, if only for a moment, and take a look. Looking afresh at what is true, living on the edge of what is true, from a place of discovery. No Tom, Dick, Harry, or Mary governing any part of our thinking. No parents or school, media, friends, gossip, experts, boyfriends, girlfriends, partners, ex-partners, celebrities, government, anyone, anywhere. Let us give ourselves the gift of our own direct inspection and see what is true. Then let us share what we discover about the divine feminine in every way we can. Let us activate this conversation in ourselves and with each other, and then share the knowing and truth that emerges, this fifth world truth. Let us then speak it, shout it, sing it, paint it, celebrate it, and pass it to our daughters. As we consciously contribute to the full emergence of the divine feminine, we follow it out our doors like a parade into our lives and into the life of this world. Let us stand in emptiness, knowing nothing, then noticing what is, and living, sharing, and embodying that. Let us be the most awake we can be as we take on the sacred trust of ushering the divine feminine in, for here it is, and here we are. We have left our half-lives behind, and we are coming home.